Hi, I'm Adam Walker, a physiotherapist.
And I'm Francois Tudor, an orthopaedic surgeon. And this is Cut and Run.
Our podcast to help you recover from injury and return to sport.
Today, Adam and myself are going to talk about some concepts about rehabilitation after an ACL reconstruction, and we're going to particularly talk about getting the bend back in the knee, which we call flexion. So, Adam, what are your thoughts about regaining flexion after an ACL reconstruction?
This is a big thing that patients will come in asking about, because it was obviously very unnatural to come in after a surgery and your knee's really stiff and it's not really bending very much, and you can get really nervous and worried that, you know, when's my bending going to come back? What kind of effect is it going to have on? So it's something that we're trying to address pretty much from the very early stages after the operation. Mm-hmm. And we've already done an episode on talking about getting your extension back, which is really, really important. But also we obviously want to be working at getting the bending back. So I guess some of the first things is, we're starting exercises pretty early to get the bending back. Is there anything from your perspective in terms of how you put the ACL graft in or any kind of meniscus damage that affects that process of getting the bending back?
Yeah, that's the first point to consider, I guess, is what we've done in the surgery. For me, if it's an isolated ACL reconstruction, I have no concerns with getting the bend back and really going after that as early as possible. If I've had to perform some form of meniscus repair, usually the meniscus repair needs to be protected, and we know that the meniscus is loaded when we bend, or has more load going through it when we bend past 90. So I will often limit the flexion to 90 for the first 6 weeks after the surgery to protect that meniscus healing as it goes on. And then the other thing that occasionally we see after surgery, if we've used a hamstring graft, is some people get some of that posterior thigh pain from the hamstring harvest themselves, and that can stop them from wanting to push flexion too much. But if they've just had an ACL with hamstrings, you know, I really try to encourage them to get into the flexion, and they're not going to cause any problem with the knee, and that hamstring pain can happen quite regularly.
Yeah, that can happen a little bit, and that plays into the exercises that I might select for a patient as well. So, for example, a couple of the main exercises that we select afterwards, I find that exercises like heel slides or even sitting on the edge of a chair when people are trying to actively bend their knee back generally aren't the best, because they do cause quite a bit of hamstring activation, and they can just make that area where the graft has come from in a hamstring graft quite sore. Mm-hmm. So generally it's quite a little bit easier, a lot more comfortable to do things where the bending is a little bit more passive. So a couple of the key ones being just the exercise bike. You may not, and initially you're not going all the way around, you're just doing those half revolutions and using the other leg to guide it. It's really easy to control, it's nice and rhythmical, and people find it really quite comfortable. You can also do things like laying down on the ground with your leg up on a wall and just letting gravity slide the heel down the wall as like a gravity-assisted bending is also really comfortable. And then probably the other one, if people like the sitting one, I would encourage them to use their other leg on the front of their affected leg to assist the bending back rather than doing it actively and using their hamstrings a lot. Because I think some of those basic exercises like that, where you've got a few different ways where you can get the bending back, because people will find some ways to get it back easier than others, and that's fine, they'll just focus on those ways and don't worry so much about the other ways, can make a difference to being more comfortable, making the knee happier and a little bit calmer, and allowing that bending to come back.
Yep. Okay, and one I've seen some people use more often, knee replacements, is using a skateboard under their foot and sitting on a chair and sliding the skateboard backwards and forwards. Do you find that can be helpful for some people?
Yeah, I don't mind that one as well, because again, on the skateboard, it takes a lot of that resistance out of it. So anything where you can make it just a little bit gentler for the knee to bend is going to take a lot of that load out of the hamstring. It's just make it a little bit easier for the knee. So that's a nice one.
Okay. One thing I notice is if there is any swelling within the knee after surgery, that can limit flexion. And so addressing any swelling in the knee with regular icing and possibly anti-inflammatories, it shouldn't last for more than a week or two. But if it is there, then that will also limit flexion. And rather than pushing through to try and force flexion, deal with the swelling with regular icing and anti-inflammatories, and then the flexion should come as well. Is that your experience?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it makes sense that if you have a lot of swelling within your knee and you're trying to bend it, then it's just going to make that a lot more, a lot harder to get it back, particularly, you know, even if your knee is a bit sore after the surgery and you're trying to force the bending a bit because you're worried about it, but in the end you just make your knee more sore and more swollen, which then inhibits the bending even further. So you have to take the pain and the swelling into consideration.
Yep. And what about those patients? So when would you expect patients to be achieving flexion near to their other side? In an isolated ACL, let's say. Let's forget all the other stuff that goes on.
Yeah, isolated ACL. One of our early kind of recovery phase goals is to get to 115 degrees, which is usually around as early as 2 or 3 weeks, but probably more typically around 4 or 5 weeks. Because 115 will allow people to go up and down stairs relatively easily, get their leg round on a bike and do some of those more functional activities pretty well. So if we can get to that early stage by about a month after the operation, I'd usually be pretty happy. Full bending is probably going to take... It can vary in the circumstance, obviously, but it's probably going to take another month, even 2 months after that. What are you thinking that from your experience?
I think isolated ACL, I think, you know, I'm aiming for, as you say, 115, 120 by 2 to 3 weeks afterwards. There shouldn't be a lot of swelling by that stage, and it should come pretty comfortably. With a meniscus repair, as I said, I limit their flexion for the first 6 weeks. I find that their flexion is usually getting close and catching up to a isolated ACL reconstruction by about the 3 month mark. So they do catch up. They're just a bit slower and a bit less happy. But you got to repair it if it needs repairing.
Yeah, absolutely. And definitely when they're looking to get close to back to those high level functional activities, returning to run, then starting to move into change of direction, we're looking for that flexion to be pretty much back to the other side.
Yep.
Even towards those later stages, the bending might feel pretty even, but if they pull their knee up into full flexion, they'll often feel like it does feel a bit tighter and a little bit more restricted to the other side, even though the range is quite equal, and that does go away, but I think that's fairly kind of typical and normal at the same time.
Yep, agreed. So what are your take-home points, Adam?
I think the main points there is what you were touching on is initially you've got to respect the swelling and the pain from after the surgery. Then after that, we have to consider choosing the right exercises to get encourage your bending to come back. And then thirdly, we're looking at about somewhere between 2 and hopefully by 4 weeks after the surgery, getting towards 115 to 120. And then finally, as you're getting close to 3-4 months after surgery, we want that to be pretty much looking back to the other side.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Thanks for listening. If you have any questions, then head over to our website at cutandrunpodcast.com.au and fill in the contact form. Please let us know if you have any topics you'd like us to cover. See you next time.